With less than a week to go before Floridians vote on who they want to be the presidential nominees in the two major political parties, Republican candidates are campaigning heavily in the state. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney was on the University of South Florida campus today, touring the Moffitt Cancer Center and speaking to Moffitt employees. Romney told them that he stands a good chance of becoming president because he appeals to all types of conservatives.
Well, I think to win in November, we have to pull together the conservative coalition that took Ronald Reagan to the White House. We have to be distinct from a Democrat to beat a Democrat. And for that, I think you have to have social conservatives on board, as well as economic conservatives and foreign policy or national defense conservatives. I speak to those three groups. I think Fred Thompson did as well. And in some respects, his departure from the campaign, I think, inures to my benefit, in that I think some of those people who are really concentrated on all three branches of conservatism will support my campaign.
One direct benefit Mitt Romney has gained from Fred Thompson dropping out of the race for president is that former Thompson supporter, Senator Thad Cochran, is now part of the Romney team.
Very pleased today to announce that Senator Thad Cochran has joined my campaign team. My gain is in part the result of Fred Thompson's decision to withdraw from the race. I will miss Senator Thompson's humor at our debates.
Romney said that his executive experience makes him a better candidate for president than Senator John McCain.
In the past, there have been big contests for the presidency between senators and governors. And senators talk about all the years of knowledge they've gathered by learning about topics in the Senate. And governors talk about actually having had executive leadership and having made decisions that make a difference. And Americans typically side with the latter, recognizing that we don't know what the problems are going to be that are most acute in the next 8 years. But we want to have a person that knows how to make difficult decisions and actually lead in a time of great need.
Romney repeated his desire to increase the size of the U.S. military. The disastrous American economy, Romney said, could affect the country's military.
A strong national economy is essential to have a strong military. You really can't have a strong military that's the most powerful in the world that protects us from radical jihadists or other threats unless you also have a strong economy, because the economy provides the financial support to build a strong military. You can't have strong families with kids knowing they're going to have good jobs when they come out of school or college or graduate programs unless you have a strong economy. And right now, the world seems to be saying to us that they're concerned about America's economy, that they're concerned that America's future is not as bright as our past. And they look at the dollar, and the dollar continues to slide over a long period of time.
I'm Mitt Romney. Nice to meet you, Doctor.
While at the Moffitt Cancer Center, Romney touted the health care plan he instituted as governor of Massachusetts, where he forced all residents to purchase private health insurance. He claimed that it brought down the cost of insurance to over $2,100 per person per year. Romney also toured some Moffitt research labs. WMNF spoke with Moffitt employees to see whom they supported for president and what issues were important to them. Bjorn Holmstrom is an assistant professor at Moffitt and said he is not registered to vote, but he listed issues he finds important for a presidential candidate.
His stance on, you know, the war right now in Iraq, as well as the current economic system here in America with the stock market and, you know, devaluation of the American dollar. Their stance when it comes to maybe like universal health care, their approach to that, a way to ensure that, you know, Americans have the appropriate health care that they need, that they have access to the appropriate services.
Maggie Mendez is a research program associate at Moffitt. She said she has not yet made up her mind who she'll vote for in next Tuesday's Republican primary, but is now considering Romney.
I thought it was interesting. I hadn't really paid attention to what he had to say before. I had another favorite in the race, but this would definitely make me take a second look. Giuliani was my favorite candidate, but I really thought that he was well-spoken and he shared a lot of my views on a lot of important issues.
Pat Criswell is an executive assistant at Moffitt. She said she plans on voting, but has not yet made a decision on a candidate.
I was very impressed. I might change the way I go. I like his support of the military. That's a big factor for me. And also the taxes, you know, helping the middle class.